Hey, now you know, Letitia is not a big fan of reality television. I'm still trying to get used to this reality called My Life. However, every once in a while, a really stupid show will catch my attention, and I'll need a quick laugh or a total escape from the day-to-day episodic doldrums of me, so I watch. Now, the most recent show that I fell victim to was The Flavor of Love Charm School. What was I thinking? Now, I've read that someone is working on a reality show called Interracial Love, A Search for a Black Queen. Besides a MySpace page and a reference to it on a blog, I haven't seen anything official about this show. What I do know is that there is a white guy that lives somewhere in the Greensboro, North Carolina area. He has two interracial sons that he's raising, and he's looking for a black queen. So now I'm already wondering if there will be any non-black queens that apply for the position. I'm sure that he will not be without a good number of single sisters, because Lord knows there are enough out there. Watch out, I'm about to say something a little controversial. Here's my problem. After looking at the pictures of him and his kids on the MySpace page, I've got a thing about 35-year-old men that wear baggy shorts and their hat backwards. Okay, I've said it. Immediately, I got the impression that he was the male version of Buck Wild for those that watched The Flavor of Love or Charm School. For those that didn't, let's just say that Becky, her real name, was always being told that she was trying to act black. Whatever that means. There's also the problem that I have with people that look for relationships for their children and them. Call me crazy, but I don't want a lot of non-important people around my kids. I love them to no end, but they can't pick and keep track of who their friends are from day to day, so why would I allow them to choose a mate for me? Yes, it's absolutely important that the person I select loves my children, as they are an extension of me. However, we have got to make sure that there will be a we before there ever will be an us. We've got to do a better job of protecting our kids from the realities of the world, too. There are some things that they just don't need to be a part of until it's time. Now, I don't know the man from this soon-to-be reality TV show, so all I'm going on is my first impressions. This being said, why would I date a white man that was black in every other way other than his skin color? Since we're all family and I'm keeping it real, if I were a lesbian, I wouldn't date a woman that looked and acted like a man either. This is Letitia. And I know it's a matter of preference. I prefer whole milk to half and half. Do you? Do you?